With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It's an historic election in Mexico, where the governing party's Claudia Sheinbaum becomes the country's first female president. The former Mexico City mayor has some lofty goals. It's heard through a BBC translator.
Diverso y democrático.
Let's achieve a Mexico that is pluralistic, diverse, and democratic. We know that different opinions form part of a democracy, and although a majority of Mexicans supported our project, it is our duty, and always will be, to look after every single Mexican, regardless of who they are.
Women won the right to vote in Mexico in 1953. Hunter Biden's trial on federal firearms charges beginning today in Delaware with jury selection. Prosecutors say Biden illegally purchased a gun in October 2018, falsely swearing on a federal form that he was not a drug user. Two dozen people shot, one killed, a mass shooting in Akron, Ohio. It happened yesterday during a birthday party. There have been no arrests. Also at SRNNews.com, the water situation in Atlanta is slowly getting back to normal following a couple of water main breaks that turned life upside down for a lot of people.
Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens declaring a state of emergency while crews work around the clock to repair the two broken water mains.
It impacted a lot of activities and a lot of businesses and residents throughout the city of Atlanta. Family plans have likely been impacted, as well as our businesses and visitors and just life in general.
Emory University Medical Center downtown, the facility having to transfer some patients to other hospitals, and there's a boil water advisory in effect at the Capitol. Laura Winters, Atlanta.
Stock futures are mixed this morning on Wall Street. Right now, Dow futures are down 29 points. NASDAQ futures up 83. S&P futures 8 points higher. This is SRN News. America's moral compass has changed.
According to a new poll from Arizona Christian University, a majority of adults believe it's okay to tell a lie if it's in your own personal best interests. Large majorities also see no problem with gay marriage or with a woman having an abortion for any reason. The survey also reveals that most Americans embrace fornication, and amongst the youngest of us, 50% see no problem with defaulting on a loan if the lender, quote, doesn't need the money. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana could soon become the first state to require that the Ten Commandments be displayed in every public school classroom. The legislation has received final approval from the state's GOP-dominated legislature. It mandates that a poster-sized display of the commandments in a large, easily readable font be required in all public classrooms from kindergarten all the way to state-funded universities in Louisiana. This is SRN News. Have you ever heard of magnet fishing? Well, it's proven very profitable for one couple in the Big Apple.
James Kane and Barbie Agostini spend their days throwing a giant magnet on a rope into ponds, rivers, and canals in New York City. They hit the jackpot on Friday when they cast their magnet into a lake in the borough of Queens in New York. When the line came back up, there was a safe attached to it. When they managed to open it, they couldn't believe their eyes. It was stuffed with bundles of $100 bills that amounted to around $100,000. Police say that because it's not attached to a crime and no one knows who it belonged to, the couple can keep it.
That's BBC's Wendy Urquhart. Southwest Airlines going back to federal court, hoping to reverse an $800,000 award to a flight attendant, says she was fired for her pro-life views. SRNNews.com.